This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What are the knowns and what are the unknowns? I guess we'll figure that out for today, Monday, the 21st of December. I was about to say September, and I don't know why. It is the first day of winter, and a lot of astrological changes are taking place as well today, which we will check on. You can be sure of that. You can check on most. You can check off all the things that you want to know about by listening to the DJV conglomeration. The conglomeration includes the conglomerated Jennifer Horn, conglomerated Victoria Keelan. Doug Steffen is here on the ready, and I was on three or four planes over the last couple of days, and most everybody had their masks on. I noticed in the Salt Lake City airport there were people. It's a brand new airport. Somebody who must have been from outer space put that it's a monstrosity.
You know, it's so funny that you said that. My grandmother, my grandmother, when she was trying to get back and forth to her doctor's appointments in Tulsa, went through Utah. Remember when I was in Colorado during whatever it was?
Yep.
And she came back. Her stop was in Utah, and she said, it's ridiculous. She actually ended up having to get a wheelchair because it's, like, so long. And
it
I think
is so badly.
People movers, and it's weird.
The engineered, you had to, because I came in on B, you have to walk under the runway, and then you are at the far end. Anybody who has been through Salt Lake City knows exactly what I'm talking about. They spent $5 billion wrecking an airport that was completely workable, doable, acceptable. They ripped it down, and they put up this monstrosity that when you walk into the airport, you have to walk to the complete far end of the A concourse to cross over to the B concourse, which requires you walking under. It literally, when I got there on Saturday, it took me 25 minutes to get out of the plane and out to where I was supposed to meet Jack's wife, Mary. And then going back in, it's worse because the TSA is engineered to the back end. It's just that who in the world thinks these things up? It's just incredible. You didn't go when you traveled this past week, Victoria. You didn't have to go through an airport. You just had to go through the snow, right?
Yeah. We didn't even have to drive through the snow. We drove to upstate New York and then got the snow and then drove back, and it was just rain here at the Jersey Shore. So we were really lucky. The travel was super, super easy. But, that airport sounds terrible.
Awful. It is, it's one of these things. And again,
I love a well-designed airport, and I can't stand one that's not well-designed.
Right. Well, this week we're going to have sort of an inner kingdom Christmas party, if you will. Lots of things about Christmas, the good stuff that we will work our way through. And then, of course, next week will be a lot of review of what happened. I guess we need to spend some time on the new CDC outlines, the vaccine recipients. I have found it very difficult, and maybe I should just stop reading it. I try to, as I have so often reminded everybody, I've got about 14 or 15 different sources every day that I go through to kind of keep myself up with what's going on. One of them used to be the Huffington Post. I dumped that because of their slant, and now I'm thinking about dumping the New York Times. It is so obvious what they are doing and how they are screwing with your head. It just is amazing that so many people still think this is the Bible of information. And, well, there's information there, but it is so slanted. It is so the latest thing that I came up with yesterday in reading the CDC, their interpretation of the CDC guidelines, was that the important thing is to make sure that a lot of black old men get shots and not so many white old men, because we got to level the playing field. That pretty much is they were editorializing, and they had two or three people who had that philosophy. First of all, I don't know where that philosophy comes from someone who's right-thinking, there are five times more old white men than there are old black men. Now, you can say the reason that there are so many.
Affected, though. I'm
not finished yet, Victoria.
I'm just saying that's why it makes sense. It's a pretty simple cut-through.
It doesn't really make sense to me. What it is to give the same number of shots to one-fifth the number of black older men. And I don't think that that's right or fair. Under the circumstances, I understand that a lot of black men have not necessarily have taken good care of themselves for whatever the reason, or had good health care. That certainly is underscored.
But we also are getting a big headline fed to us, or a big narrative about this. I don't know what the numbers are throughout the country, but I will tell you, in L.A., one of the headlines, and it's the same thing, that black people are being disproportionately affected by this. But when you drill into the numbers, I had Dr. Drew as my co-host in the morning show last week, and he went through and like demystified some of this stuff. Only 6% in L.A., only 6% of black men are actually, or black people in general, forget men, 6% of black people are dealing with coronavirus. The number is much higher for Hispanics and for whites than it is for black people in LA. So if are we really dealing with things disproportionately? Because the headlines in LA have been the same, that minority groups are getting it in larger numbers.
Yeah.
But so, you know, what is the real number and where are we getting them and how do we drill down to it? And is race the dictator for doling out a vaccine? I mean, for me, it would make me a lot happier if it were pre-existing conditions. If someone's got untreated diabetes or someone's got untreated obesity, you know, if there's obesity or heart issues or whatever, maybe dole out
the problem, though, is that it's untreated. That's exactly that's the hardest part about it. And the untreated part tends to be in the black and brown communities. That's one of the major issues that a lot of
hospitals
are dealing with.
So should they get the vaccine first? I guess that's the question.
Well, I think the whole point is to try to figure out who's the most vulnerable. I don't think that this is really the race issue that, you know,
it shouldn't be
on the surface.
Yeah,
this is just about getting to the most vulnerable. And
but you know what, Victoria?
The fact,
I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just adding to the mix here that more black people don't want to get the vaccine than want to get it. There are plenty of people who do want to get it.
Yes, they're very distrustful of it. It's true.
Yeah,
so there's an outreach program, that there's like an outreach aspect to this, and there's also trying to figure out who is really vulnerable. And a lot of older black men have undiagnosed issues, whether it's heart conditions, diabetes, obesity, whatever it is.
So then what's the solution?
They don't have access to health care as much as white men do at that age.
That is true.
That. Right. So that I understand, you know, you're waiting for the vaccine and you're in
I'm not even sure I'm going to take it now.
Last week when I last talked to you, you were going to get it, so you didn't update me.
Yeah. Well, I had the weekend with Jack and Mary Stockwell
in
Salt Lake City, and so that sort of changed my mind about a few things. But in terms of how it is, never mind, let's take us out of it for a second. Let's just talk about the numbers that we are sort of in. I don't like the numbers necessarily, but the numbers that will take it or who need to take it. What I was concerned about, and maybe I didn't make the case correctly because I didn't explain it thoroughly enough. Let's say there are 100 shots available. What the suggestion has been from some of the advocates for black men, older black men, is that 50 of those shots go to older black men and 50 of them go to older white men. And yet there are 80 white men to every 20 black men. So that's where I thought it was, I thought it was unfair, disproportionate, whatever. Now, is there a formula and do we have to get into it for the number of black men who don't have access to the health care that we're talking about? I mean, there are plenty of older white guys who live in Appalachia, who live in the South, or live someplace where they don't have any more access to good health care than black guys do.
Right.
So, you know, you got to shake that out into it, and so do we.
Yeah, I think each state has to just kind of take a look at their demographics and try to figure it out. It's not an easy challenge at all.
Will
and
it be political?
Everything's political now, but the numbers are, 40% fewer doses than what states were expecting to get?
What's the story with that?
I don't
know if anyone
has a true answer, to be honest. I don't know. I really don't.
I don't either. For
whatever reason, Pfizer says that they offered the government a chance to buy it into another 100 million doses at the end of November, and for whatever reason, our government said no. I don't know. Pfizer says it's not on their end. They've got warehouses full of doses ready to go, so I don't know the answer.
Can the states buy them by themselves without the feds getting involved?
No, because that gets... Remember at the very beginning when PPE was in major shortage and the states were trying to figure out if if there was a national stockpile or if there was going to be, you know, and states went on their own, it was a mess. And so at this point, I believe, and Jen probably knows more details, but I think Operation Warp Speed was meant to control things from a federal level and then sort of disseminate that out to the states. But
yeah,
I believe
the states all negotiate
for
however many they get, though. So, like, I know in California they actually ended up getting an additional 100,000 over the 300,000. So I think it's based on need and number of the outbreak.
With whom do they negotiate, though?
The governors come together and they kind of come, you know, they figure out who's getting what and where. And then the majority, so I think the need is really what's driving this because California's seeing a spike, you know, there's whatever. So that's how they're kind of pushing through this. Also, probably the population of the first round of people that they're looking for, frontline workers and nursing home attendees, essentially, or residents.
Okay. 17 after the hour. This is the Monday DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan is back. Nice to have her voice and her thoughts here. Jennifer Horn is here, and we have a Merry Christmas wish from the people this week at Calatrin. The reviews online have continued to be superlative. As a matter of fact, they may even be a little bit better now because more and more people have taken the advice that I've given and others who talk about Calatrin to take the product and use it to lose weight or any of the other things that it's ancillary to, because I had this long chat with Jack and Mary, a couple of my go-to gurus when it comes to health and well-being. And they were talking about collagen protein and how it works. Do you realize, ladies, how important collagen is to our system all through our lives? And we stopped producing it when we were in our 20s. That's why we need to supplement with it, even if it wasn't to lose weight. And there are very few good, pure ways of getting at that collagen, collagen protein than the type that they use in Calatrin. So there it is. The bottom line is we need this in order, and the digestive enzymes, you know, Jack has the Lee enzymes that are really very extraordinarily good. This is a good combination, actually, the collagen protein and the Lee digestive enzymes that you get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Get them together, take them consistently, and then stay in touch with your personal Calatrin consultant. You can post your results if you want to. There are links everywhere. So you check them out either online at toploss.com. You can go to facebook.com/Calatrin and work the product information there. Whatever you do, do it. Make up your mind to lose the weight. And as that Merry Christmas, the process of getting the product, the Merry Christmas gift to you is a big sale. Enjoy up to 50% off. The sale starts right now. You can shop for the capsules, shop for the liquid. And they have a no-interest monthly payment plan. Wow, making it easy for you. That's what they're all about. You can check in at toploss.com. Lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever you have to do. You'll see all kinds of great things in there. About somebody lost 135 pounds. Good Lord. Takes you a while to do it, but you can do it. Check it all out at the website for Calatrin, the way to lose weight naturally, toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the DJV code so you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 50% off deal. That's toploss.com using DJV. Well, you don't have to use DJV.com. Just use the code DJV.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Okay, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, it's 23 after the hour on the Monday, December 21st DJB program. Jennifer, Victoria, you, me, Duggery, and Ariana Grande. Do I have to say Ariana? Pretty much everybody knows when you say Ariana, it's Ariana Grande, right? Do
I need think so. To, I think she's a one word at this point.
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much the. It's an unusual name anyway. So here she is doing Santa Baby. She was showing off her new diamond engagement ring on Instagram over the weekend. Forever and then some.
Looks like Santa's doing pretty well for himself.
Yeah, right. Yes. Her fiancé is Dalton Gomez. What do we know about him? He's a real estate agent, apparently, in L.A.
He's a non-celeb, but he'll now be a celeb now.
Right, become a celeb.
He's, I worry because he's 25, and I don't think any guy at 25 is ready to get married. But hey,
I'm with you on that. Yep.
So,
how'd she meet him? How did she know him?
He was showing her houses. She had to buy. She was buying a new house before the pandemic started, and so he was her real estate agent. Yeah.
Huh. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
In May, she and Dalton made their first movie.
Right, it totally is.
They did a music video together, these two guys. Does he have any talent, or is he just...
The video is basically... It's the song Stuck With You that she did with Justin Bieber, but because they couldn't be together to film the video, Justin and his wife Haley Baldwin filmed them, like, walking the dog and hanging out at home, and then Ariana had this mystery guy that no one knew who he was, and all you saw him was in a hoodie or from behind, and so it turns out it was Dalton. So they had been quarantining together.
Isn't that sweet? Anyway, she's going to, Ariana's going to release her Netflix documentary, Excuse Me, I Love You. That comes out today, apparently. Recently, she raved about her fiancé, is wonderful, on his birthday. She was previously briefly engaged to Peter Davidson. Isn't he the guy, SNL guy, has been
Pete
all
Davidson,
over the place?
That was such a disaster.
Was it?
Yeah, oh, my God. He's crazy, so.
Both of them are too young to be married, but you see, we said that about Biebs, too. And that seems to be working out because his wife is pretty mature. So maybe she's not knowing anything about this guy. Let's see what happens. I'm just looking at a picture of him now. He looks like a gang member. You see, did you look at a picture of him?
I've seen pictures of him.
Does he look like a gangbanger to you? Or no, yes, what?
Was he just in a hoodie? I don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
Does he have a teardrop tattoo? I don't know.
I don't go down that road with... I don't do that.
Oh, look, he's carjacking somebody.
What? What'd you say?
I'm curious to see what picture
you're
looking at.
You're carjacking somebody in the next picture. How nice.
All right, next up, Mariah Carey. I've got Ariana and Mariana here. The queen of Christmas, if you will, has ditched a sleigh ride for an RV and a new sort of outdoorsy partnership. This is the annual Christmas tour, which was postponed in the most part because of the obvious. But Mariah's finding a way to hit the road. She's keeping it festive and safe, swapping air travel for what they call outdoorsy RVs. It's a rental company. They're taking your family to their annual winter getaway in Aspen. It's a 45-foot Prevo motorhome. Prevo, for those of you who don't know, is one of the two major coach companies. They're a Canadian company that builds buses, coaches, and also RVs. And this is the one.
45 feet is probably like a tour bus, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's what it is, a tour bus. The Prevo tour buses are a little bit more fitted than the MCIs. So most of the Prevos that are, most of the big buses that you see on tour or with the big stars are Prevos. Anyway, so it's got two bedrooms, sleeps six, got a living room, full kitchen, a number of bathrooms, and a washer and a dryer. So, you can live at home.
I could travel like this.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who are going to drive out to San Diego in an RV that's pretty similar to this. So, anyway, she had the RV decked out with Christmas decor. She documented her road trip as she got started on Instagram, saying that she wanted to find a way to celebrate while still keeping it safe. And while Carey isn't afraid to frolic in the snow, she admits that the outdoorsy rental was the best way to be outdoors, but you're not really outdoors. If she goes where I was this weekend, man, there's a lot of snow up there in those hills. You go up she's going into Red Rock Canyon, Zion National Park, Grand Junction, and then she goes into Aspen. But if you go across the Rocky Mountains, the northern end, northern stretch, a lot of snow up there. So happy and Merry Christmas for Mariah and her story of traveling around is sort of an inspiration. 28 and a half after.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new strain of COVID-19 is being reported in the United Kingdom. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says it does not hinder the coronavirus vaccines combating the virus.
People to know that viruses mutate all the time, and that does not mean that this virus is any more dangerous. We don't even know if it's really more contagious yet or not, or if it just happened to be a strain that was involved in a super spreader event. Right now, we have no indications that it is going to hurt our ability to continue vaccinating people, or that it is any more dangerous or deadly than the strains that are currently out there and that we know about.
Italy, Austria, the Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, and Belgium have announced plans to restrict travel from the UK. A coronavirus relief deal was reached in Congress Sunday. The House and Senate were expected to vote on the legislation on Monday. It contains temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefits and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The fight against COVID-19 gained strength Monday as the second vaccine by Moderna starts distributing nearly 6 million doses. Not to be outdone, Johnson & Johnson is poised to become the third vaccine. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase on Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine begin to be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekerar of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
SC Johnson is a separate privately held company and has never had any family or business connections with Johnson & Johnson. SC Johnson does not manufacture or sell pharmaceutical products. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four after the hour, facing the day square on here. It's Monday, the 21st of December. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Welcome to the new week, Christmas week, 2020.
Yes, well, we made it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it's, and today is an extraordinarily important day astrologically for all kinds of reasons that maybe we'll get into as we can.
And astronomically. You know. Don't forget the Christmas star.
That's right. Well, that's part of, you know, thank you for bringing that up, because that is part of astrologically. When you go back over the history of the stars, that that star that you hear about, the three wise men, star, bright star, right, first star I see tonight, or whatever, however it goes, that star actually existed. And it wasn't just one star.
It wasn't a star. It was a planet.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was, well, it's a star, it's a planet. It was the coming together of actually two. You know that there are two planets that are together today, and I'm trying to remember whether it's Jupiter and Saturn that are basically look like they're together. And it's the first time they've been together like this since 1226, if you can imagine that. The way this past year went, the conglomeration of stars, if you will, planets that came together and went in retrograde, hadn't been replicated since our American Revolution, and the time before that, the same picture in the sky with the stars where they were was the fall of the Roman Empire. So, hello, a few things happen under the circumstances, and so here in the Northern Hemisphere, as we get into winter officially later on this afternoon, I think it's 5:34 Eastern or something like that. Tomorrow's actually the first full day of winter, but the way the planets are aligned, or the stars, as you're talking about, going back to the Jesus story and the three wise men and whatever, saw these stars in the sky, and they thought, my heavens, what a miracle. It really was a bright, a hugely bright star and an occurrence in the, and it, you know, it came at the same time. Actually, it came on the spring because Jesus wasn't born. Hello, sorry to knock you off your pedestal, those of you who think that this is infinite. Jesus actually born on March, somewhere between March 21st and the 25th, not in December. So the usual thing happened, the Catholic Church that was formed around Jesus, because Jesus was always a Jew and will always be a Jew. And I find it interesting, the prejudice that some Christians have toward Jews, just I find it hysterical. Because obviously they don't have a clue of where Jesus actually came from.
Yeah, and Jesus never, like, converted, you know?
No. There was no conversion because there wasn't a Christian church.
He was already gone. He was already dead
long
by the time
gone.
That the Christianity
years later.
Started. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
So I know people, yeah, it's
interesting. Most real Christians realize that Christians and Jews have to be together, working together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My
really
friend's
are.
Aunt is a very interesting woman, and she's a Jew for Jesus. She's Jewish,
really?
And they, you know, the Jews for Jesus.
I love
you know that group.
Oh yeah, my God, yes.
Very
yeah.
interesting group of
yeah.
people.
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly are. but then it goes back into the historical, the basic perspective of the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. All forming the basic core of the three major religions all happened in the walled city of Jerusalem. All of them. And they still exist and coexist in the walled city of Jerusalem. So when they get outside, it's the politics. We're back to politics and what a scourge it is on mankind. Because all of the religious differences, all of the fighting, let's say, between the Muslims and the Jews in over territory in Jerusalem or in Israel itself, comes about as a political reality, not as a religious reality. They all, the younger kids I know, I've met when I, many of my trips to Israel, met youngsters that go to private school, public school, that are all in school together there, all different religions. They don't pay any attention to their religious differences because pretty much all the people, if you walk around, if you've ever been in any place in Israel that isn't confounded by European Jews being there, that is white Jews, all of the original Hasidic Jews, and they now call them Hasidic Jews for a different reason, the Orthodox Jews in New York and L.A. and wherever else they may be, in London, etc., they all are white. The original members of the tribe, if you will, are all very dark-skinned. Jesus was pretty much a black guy, big nose. That's what that's pretty much what highlights what the Middle Easterners look like. Then and now, original members of the tribe, and that's why they call them Jewish people, members of the tribe, because that's what they were. They all looked, I mean, they came from the same place. They all big-nosed, black-skinned people. That's what they look like. So, you know, what is really, it's really laughable to go into some of the churches and see the pictures of Jesus, this white guy with long brown hair. It is, you know, just kind of, Jesus did exist. There is a historical person named Jesus of Nazareth, and I'm not going to go into that now because it's a little early. Maybe later in the week we'll talk more about Christmas and that sort of thing. But at any rate, then we fast forward to New Year's. What do we think, ladies? Times Square off limits. What about in Los Angeles? Where is the traditional? I'm trying to remember having been in Los Angeles for a number of New Year's Eves, Jennifer, but I don't remember, you know me, I go to bed at 10 o'clock the normal. Because most of the time it's the radio program the next day, but where do they have the big celebrations?
They don't really have a big
they
celebration.
They don't have a big one.
I mean, maybe like
Downtown
Ocean Square or like yeah. LA Live or something like that, but not, yeah, there's right. nothing that's really like known for LA and New Year's Eve.
So Times Square, Victoria, is going to be closed mm-hmm. to the public this year. Did you ever go there when it's open? You've lived in New York City for how many years?
Oh, God, no. That's where you avoid if you're in New York. Times Square, right.
I always
even
thought
in the
I
daytime.
Wanted to go. No, I thought I wanted to go, but then I realized that they don't let you go out to go to the bathroom, and I thought,
no, people pee in beer bottles and cups. It's awful.
And that's where I lost my job to do that.
Yeah.
It is
gross.
So, no, it's a good thing this year. It'll be completely closed to the public.
Yep. So let's see here.
It'll be on TV still. You can still see all of that. But, yeah.
Right. Yep. Yep. But there's there's a New Year's Eve sort of a contest. One lucky pair of New Yorkers is going to get to spend the night in a once-in-a-lifetime Airbnb underneath the big Waterford Crystal Ball. So is that a hotel? What is that? I'm not sure what that is.
It's actually it's the stock markets. They have a part of a building that the NASDAQ actually owns or rents, and so there's an outdoor terrace that happens to sit right underneath where the ball drops, and so they've created this clear plastic dome the pictures of it are really cool. It's only $21 for the night, by the way.
Really?
So you only need to spend $21, but it's going to be insane. So it's not necessarily a contest. It's really just who can book it the fastest, and that actually starts today at 9 a.m. Eastern. So that's at airbnb.com/happyholidays if you want to take a chance on this. But you also get your whole outdoor accommodations, and if that gets too cold, there's also an indoor bedroom and an indoor lounge. You get $5,000 to go shopping. It's a shopping spree that's included with it. You get a serenade from Mariah Carey virtually, and then you also have a private chef, and so everything is really, it's just the most incredible, luxurious
night. So that can't be $21, though. What's that cost?
No, it is. It's a $21. It's a promotion that the NASDAQ is sponsoring with Airbnb, and so it's only costing you $21 for the year 2021. That's
$21 salute.
Yep.
There it is. All right. So also, while we're in this same sort of mindset, the Rose Bowl put. We canceled New Year's Eve.
Stupid.
Okay, we got that. So now, since we're looking at the events are going to be held around New Year's Day, this is the first time this has happened.
Yeah, that's when California kicks into gear, because we have the Rose Parade.
Right.
We have the Rose Bowl game, or at least we used to.
Not this year.
Right.
They're gonna go to Texas. The Tournament of Roses is going to be at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, because California has made such a mess of this.
This is the first time since World War II that there won't be a Rose Bowl game played.
Yeah, right, it is. Yep, and it's all because of the unbelievable stupidity.
It's because you guys are, I think it's right, or at least they said it's because California is now at capacity, right, for ICUs.
Which is also a bunch of baloney. That headline is coming from the
floor. You want to try that again? The bunch of
right. Well, I'm just getting annoyed with it, because the thing is that California has never been reopened. So we're the perfect example about why this doesn't work. Everybody's wearing a mask. Everybody's shut down. Nobody's been to a movie since March. Yeah. Nobody's been to Disneyland since March. Everything is stinking shut down, yet there's still a spike in cases. So I want an explanation, because they're telling us not to celebrate Christmas. They're telling us not to go and celebrate New Year's. Don't celebrate. Don't do anything. Don't get together. Well, this is your fault. You're the one that has kept us like this since March and told us that it was going to work if we did it, and it's not working. So anyway, that's annoying. But what we were asking, you're talking about something. Oh, the capacity. So get this.
Yeah.
So this glaring headline, 0% capacity, scaring the heck out of everybody, right? Somebody who thinks they're going to have a heart attack and not even COVID is not going to have a bed.
Mm-hmm.
The 0% capacity headline has been so overblown. They're only counting county facilities. So they're not counting Kaiser. They're not counting any of the other hospitals in the area, which are still doing fine.
Yeah.
And the county facilities, there's only one hospital in L.A. County that's actually at capacity, and that's because it has 21 ICU beds. Now, that's not very much for a city our size. It's a smaller hospital.
No,
but because that would reach zero.
Beds.
But because that one hospital reached 0% capacity in ICU beds, that's the headline.
Mm. Well, the other side of this is that I was talking to Jack about Salt Lake City is actually quite a progressive, very interesting area, you know, if you take away some of the religious aspects of the Mormons, but it's growing. As a matter of fact, they've been clocking for the last few months how many Los Angelians have moved to Salt Lake City. Thousands. And that's also true. As I started nosing around, I read a couple of magazines on the plane that we're looking at. The Economist has done an interesting job of breaking down where people are moving to, and not only in our country, but elsewhere around the world, because they have an international focus on in that magazine. But as far as America is concerned, the number of people that are moving out of California far exceeds the number of people moving in.
Yeah, the net
by
migration
tens
is
of
totally
thousands.
Yep.
Right, and tens of thousands of people are moving to Phoenix. They're moving to Austin.
The
They're
big
moving
one these days
Salt
is
Lake.
Nashville and Idaho.
Yep.
First,
oh, yeah.
Like so Tennessee and Idaho seem to be like the big. It used to be Arizona and Nevada and Texas,
yep.
But
now again, further away.
Mm-hmm.
Get me to the mountains. Get me to where the air is fresh and clean. You know, that kind of stuff. So it really, they've dug themselves a hole there in Los Angeles and in California.
It's irritating to me because if it were working, it'd be one thing. But it's not. Everybody's getting sick. I can't tell you how many people I know now, again, in my circle who are sick with this again. And for what? We've shut down, we've killed the economy, we've shut down everything, and people are getting sick, and the numbers are skyrocketing.
There's a whole treatise about the number also of people who have actually died. I'll tell a story with Jack on the air tomorrow in his slot as to what's going on, because he has privileges at one of the hospitals in St. Louis, in Salt Lake City, and what they're really doing about reporting people who have died and how they really are, the numbers are so far off. It is, it's just nuts what we're doing to ourselves or allowing to be done in the name of all of this. Let's do something that's practical, positive, and works when it comes to taking care of yourself. Your nose knows. Both Jennifer and Victoria, all of us actually have done this. I think that the expertise that Victoria brings and Jennifer brings, though, to this because of their own problems with congestion and the airborne germs that they've had, the allergies, the kind of sniffles and sneezes and all of that stuff. And you found, both of you, that Navage, let's spell it out, Navage, is twice as likely to clean up the stuff and keep you healthy than anything else that's around there. And it's so easy, right? You both have had you haven't used it. I can't see the two of you on a sort of an Instagram together showing
let's
each other
pictures.
Let's
do a Zoom call. Happy hour, let's Navage.
Let's do a Zoom call. Clean our noses.
The ladies at Navage together stay together.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yep. All right. So anyway, I mean, you hear the story. It's a good time because it really is the best way around to get rid of your allergies and to protect yourself from the things that you're breathing in. We all know that story. The whole story of the last year is breathing in the wrong stuff. So think about it. And then do something about it. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, and get yourself one of these implements that clean your nose, make your life much healthier. Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse. Ebon'sBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera. How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour. It's time for us here on the DJV program to have Tech Talk. Thankfully, Victoria is back to save me from a fate worse than death. Although I did, Phil, did you think I had some credibility? I went through a number of stories and I sort of picked out a few that I liked so that I could rant and rave about the various companies.
I thought you did an excellent job.
Yeah, see, there you go. All right, let's get into it here with cable companies renting you a router. Which, by the way, you've already paid for if you didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
These bunch of, what a bunch of thieves. Wow.
Right. Well, exactly. Right. So if your internet service provider is charging you every month for the cable modem or the router that you actually already purchased with your own money, that, starting today, is illegal. And so if you have ever been, if you've been renting the router from, let's say, Verizon, Frontier, whatever your internet service provider is, they charge you.
$15 a month.
Yeah, it can be anywhere from $10 to $20 a month that you're getting charged on your bill, and you may not even realize that unless you really look at the itemization on your bill. Yeah. So that fee is now illegal, and you can tell your ISP, your internet service provider, that you will no longer be accepting that bill.
Kiss my royal butt.
Kiss my router. And so Congress passed a law that should have fixed this. This was like a ridiculous loophole in June. However, the FCC, being very friendly towards these big internet companies, they decided to delay the deadline another 6 months, and they sided with the cable companies. But now the law, the time has run out, and it takes effect today.
Let's take an example. For example, when I had my service upgraded, which never really did get upgraded, I got a new modem. I'm looking at it here now. So I can disconnect this, go buy one for myself, send this back to Verizon, and mm-hmm. I don't have to pay the $15 a month, right?
Correct.
I can buy
and
any
you will
kind
also,
of modem.
You would want to get like a good high speed modem, but what yeah. you will notice though is that your Wi-Fi will be a lot stronger from the unit that you buy, because the ones that the internet service provider companies give you, they're really on the low end.
Well, I'm
of
paying for a gigabyte, and I measured it. This
I don't
is one
think
of my
you're
problems.
Getting anywhere near that.
I'm not even getting 100, which is what yeah. I had before. I'm getting exactly what I had before.
If you went out and bought your own router and sent back the Verizon one, you would be, well, either they're lying to you and the new router will show you that and tell you that you're really not getting the speed that you're paying for, or the new router will be so good that you're going to realize, okay, so that they were basically making me pay for a service that I wasn't getting, and they made me pay for a junk router that wasn't even fast enough. So it's one of those
Alibaba
two options.
And the 40 thieves. So the one thing is that you can probably, I got to make sure that I keep the same passwords and things like that with a new router. But I suppose
you will have to set that up again, but at least it'll be yours forever. And so if you change providers, you can still keep the router. A lot of companies, like the company called Frontier, they are really notorious. They charge customers $10 a month for the equipment, whether you use the equipment or not. Yeah, so that fee is going to have to fall off your bill if you are a Frontier customer. Mm-hmm. We pay, and this is the thing that's crazy, is that, and this has all been, kind of championed by the FCC, I'm trying to be delicate, we pay, in the U.S., 8 to 17 times more to rent a modem on average than customers in Asia and Europe do. Mm-hmm. So we are just getting fleeced for internet services over here, and most of the time we're very unhappy with our internet service.
Yep. That's it. That's called monopolization of the resources. Here are some reasons to pay attention to and be concerned about the wide-ranging hack of our government and some of the various 500 companies that have been hacked.
The Geek Out. It started last week, and likely to populate the news headlines for a while, the very disconcerting hack of American government and Fortune 500 businesses by foreign agents. Now, if you're confused or don't really understand the significance, what occurred is the hacking into a wide range of what was thought to be secure networks, possibly for up to months, allowing the hackers to create hiding places in those systems that could give them persistent access long after the hack was discovered. From banks to power grids, the solution is likely to rebuild all of these systems from scratch. It's kind of like having a house infested with roaches, and it's just easier to move and build a new house. It's a big deal, and we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
All right, what's the Queen doing on Christmas Day? What's she
using
for
a tool? The Queen is going high-tech this year for her Christmas Day message. It will now be available on Alexa around the world starting December 25th at 3 p.m., which is 10 GMT, so that's 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific. You will be able to say, Alexa, play the Queen's Christmas Day message. And you'll be able to hear Queen Elizabeth talking about probably, having some hope and the vaccine and the challenges that we faced in 2020.
All right. Or you can say to Alexa, find Doug Steffen and the DJV crowd. You want them?
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.